Greetings and salutations, Audio Boom. Please file across the border again and settle yourself down here in the world of Watts with me, your host, DJ Watts 83. And a few things to talk about to you actually today. I dare say I'll probably either end up rushing to, you know, fit it into 10 minutes or probably finishing a lot faster than I expect. But, you know, here we go. We might as well launch into it. Now, firstly, NFL. As everybody knows, I'm very much a Carolina Panthers fan. And Luke Kuechly, you're our saviour, bro. You're our hero. But not for nothing, news came out about a week or two ago about the number one player in the NFL, like who'd been voted as the number one player. And I completely 100% agree with it. He had my vote as well. I've been a fan of his since I watched his first game a couple of years ago. And I think that was the first time I saw Case Keenum at quarterback, because the season for the Texans at the time was all but over. I mean, they had a dismal record that year. But that was practically because there was only one man on the team. You know, taking nothing away from Case Keenum, he played incredibly well. But yeah, it was this big fella, defensive end, number 99, JJ Watt. And I was like taken aback with just how much passion and how honest he was. You know, not only is he a big, strong, tough guy, he's actually a really, really skillful player as well. He knows what to watch for. He knows where to be and when to be there. And like I say, he's got a genuine fire and a genuine passion for the sport, you know. And he even, you know, does so much for charity outside. I just think that the guy is just a walking ambassador for any walk of life, because it was he that came up with dream big, work hard. And I completely agree with him. I completely agree with him on that one, 100%. And I'll say my hat's off to you, JJ. And very much, sir, you deserve that credit. And you certainly are the number one player in the NFL. But as a Panthers fan, I will say, please have an off day when when Panthers play the Texans this upcoming season, okay? Please, if you got to have an off day, that's the one, okay? Please make it then. You know, miss about three or four tackles, let a few touchdowns go, you know? So, anyway, finally got that first verse written. Quite like it. And yeah, onwards and upwards. Now I need to just get on with the second verse. It's a never-ending story. I did get some great news the other day as well. And that is that my best friend and I, we were talking, and we've both been out of the band game for quite a while, for circumstances where basically our time was being invested elsewhere and we just didn't have time to set aside and have rehearsals, write songs and do this. We've still been writing songs in our free time, in our downtime, like, but we've not had time to actually assemble a band and put these things into practice. But we've now both started to find a bit more spare time on our hands that we can actually start making things like that happen. At the minute, we're still in the writing process, but it's quite possible it won't be long before we, you know, reform a band, possibly. And I hope that that's where it goes, you know, because it'd be nice to just get back to playing again. You know, I've missed it. I've missed it very much. In a lot of cases, you know, it's like a lot of people out there have different releases in life. And I don't feel like I've had one for a few years. I've had to literally pent everything up. You know, church has helped, but sometimes you need a bit more aggression just to expend a bit of energy. And playing football's all right, but the one thing that really does, you know, for me, anyway, the one thing that really does help my mind focus, my spirit focus, and my, you know, my body focus and pull towards the same thing is music, writing and performing. And it's exciting times at the minute. You know, I'm not going to say that this is definitely going to happen. And even if it does, it may only be we rehearse, maybe get a gig every, you know, once a month, and that'll be it. And there will never be any big money or anything out of it. It doesn't particularly bother me that bit at the minute. I would like to actually go in and at least semi-professionally record some of our music, because to be honest with you, there's some really, really good songs, and my bestie's written some good ones as well. It's, you know, it's quite exciting. I mean, I actually laid down the bass line for Shadow of Avarice when I visited him on Monday, which was actually a really nice meeting, because it's been about a couple of months since we'd actually met up properly. So we actually had a chance to meet up, and it was awesome, you know. I mean, there's the other side of it as well. I actually get to see my bestie every week, you know what I mean, if we can get a band thing going. And even if we don't, it'll still be nice to see him every week and, you know, record something just on, like a bedroom recording, if you would, just on the computer. But he's got some songs for me to work on. He's going to take the bass lines out and let me basically play what I need to play. So, looking forward to this one. So... On that front, it's looking good. I must admit, I'm actually really surprised that I'm not more tired at this point in time, because I know what'll happen. As soon as it's time to go and visit, you know, as soon as it's time to go and spend time with the Empress Wiley, that's when it's going to whip me, and I'm going to be like, bleh. But last night, I mean, the floor buffer at work is broken. The pot wash machine is broken. So everything had to be done by hand. I had to hand wash everything that came in. Fortunately, there wasn't a huge amount. And I had to actually physically mop the place, you know, which, to be honest with you, you know, that I think probably did me a bit of good. You know, I got to expend a bit of energy, and not that I don't if I didn't mop, but I got to expend a tiny bit more energy than usual. And I got it all done in good time still. I mean, I had to like partially skip a break, but you know, I mean, I managed to stop a couple of times and, you know, just catch a breather here and there, and, then press back on and get back on with it. So, it was a relatively decent shift, actually, I'd say, and I am enjoying my work there, but I do know that I'm going to have to, at some point, I'm going to have to move on to bigger and better things in the sense of paychecks, because unfortunately the paycheck I do get, and I'm not going to grumble about it, but the paycheck I do get at the minute is not going to support family. And to be honest with you, that's my next big target, family. And I'm sure, I think I mentioned this in a boo not too long ago. Sorry, boom not too long ago. I keep saying boo. My apologies to Audio Boom and the boomers out there as well. But almost choked on me and spit. That's not good. Oh, whoops. I've just realised I'm very nearly running out of time here, actually. So, and I think I've lost my train of thought anyway, so there. Not really a whole lot more to say now, I suppose. I think I managed to just about get it into the 10 minutes. So, go on, push off, you lot. Get out of it. And peace be with you until we meet again. Farewell.